Joining us from the Indianapolis Fire Department is Battalion Chief Rita Wright. So, Rita, I understand five firefighters were injured in what was a very scary situation at a vacant home on Fletcher Avenue. Just kind of run us through exactly what you guys think happened there.
Well, so shortly after 9 o'clock, we were called to the Fletcher Avenue area for a reported residence fire. And when we got there, there was a vacant residence that we had had a previous fire in that was fully involved with extension into two other homes, threatening the two other homes. So firefighters were making an aggressive attack on the main structure and also an even more aggressive attack, keeping the fire off the two homes on either side of it. It was at some point when the commander pulled everybody out of the house. They went defensive because the fire had taken too hold. And all the firefighters were outside doing a defensive thing. And it was in that transition when they were going back into an offensive attack that the firefighters entered the structure through the front window on the second floor above the porch roof. And when they entered that window, they stepped into the main room on the second floor. And within seconds, the floor just gave way and all five of them fell to the first floor.
Okay, so what's kind of their status at this point?
So they've all been released from the hospital and are recuperating at home. I do not know the extent of their injuries individually. I think the four of them were really taken as a precaution simply because they fell 10 feet and it was a mechanism of injury, because when they fell, they all kind of piled on each other and you're dealing with gear and air tanks and all of those things. So those were precautionary. The other young gentleman, he was listed as serious when he went. Although he has been released, I don't know what injury specifically he received. But again, only one of the five had anything remotely bordering on the serious.
Okay, so the one man who was in serious condition, it sounds like he's fine and he's going to make a full recovery. Is that the sense I'm getting?
Yeah. So the injuries that we did think that he sustained were non-life-threatening. So we knew that last night pretty immediately. All of them were alert and talking and oriented, but in quite a deal of pain. And so, again, the one that was that we considered the most serious when he was transported has been released as well.
And any word on what you guys think might have caused this?
No, investigators were on the scene. We had investigators there. We also had the state investigator from the fire marshal's office there helping us out. Given that we've had another fire in that structure less than 45 days ago, they'll probably start to look at, squatters or people that weren't supposed to be in that structure. But again, the structure was so heavily damaged, I'm not even sure how much investigation inside they can do, because the second floor completely collapsed shortly after those guys were pulled out and transported.
And I understand some nearby houses were affected by this fire too, is that right?
Well, they were minimally affected, and that's what I was saying earlier, was that the crews did an aggressive and excellent job keeping the fire off of those structures. So one house did not have anybody displaced and no damage to it. The other house had some damage to the exterior at the weatherhead where the lines come into the house. So they were displaced simply because the utilities had to be shut off, and they were going to need an electrician and insurance, obviously, to come out and fix that. Once you get into a vacant house structure that's heavily involved in fire, your priorities become the other structures on either side of it, especially when they're occupied, because the vacant, was so heavily involved at the time, there was nothing we were going to do to save that anyway. But they did a great job keeping the fire off those other two occupied structures.
All right. I think that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope. Just thanks for the support from everyone for our firefighters, wishing them a full recovery, and they're all expected to make a full recovery, and we're happy it wasn't more serious.
No doubt about that. That's great to hear. Rita Wright from the Indianapolis Fire Department. Rita, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.